Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I just really shocked my mother because I started this podcast without warning her and I just started talking. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
How are you today,
I'm
Mom?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're great. We are in my office in the LA area. Not my office. No, it's my house. We're at my house today.
It's your office.
It's hot.
It is hot out there.
It's 101 right now. This has been the coolest it's been in 3 days. Well, the highs. It was 115 the other day. How is Santa Barbara? It's on fire.
No, it's not. 90% Galita is 90% contained. It's just like smoldering here and there. But
that's amazing. They got that on lock.
They did some night drops, so I think that helped a lot. Yeah, and the wind stopped blowing.
It was called the Holiday Fire in Galita, and it started kind of close to your house.
Right, not too many miles.
There, I know a lot of people. My friend Emily from high school had to evacuate her house, and she found her dog strand like that, just like in her neighborhood, and took it with her, and then her car stalled.
Oh no.
And so she walked her dog and the stranger's dog down the road to safety.
Wow.
I was like, that just,
yeah,
I know the people that are affected, it's intense.
Yeah.
So anyway.
And it was fast, quick moving.
Yes,
so which is so grateful no one got hurt, because that was the potential of.
And I was scared for the firefighters. Many, obviously, yeah, fires suck, but it was 100 degrees.
Right. And then the Santa Ana winds came, so you saw the embers just being sprayed, and that's how all the other houses got burned.
I'm surprised LA hasn't caught on fire yet, with everyone being stupid and setting off fireworks still when everything's dead. Like, it's hot, so everything's. It's fire hazard moment.
Everything's dry and just
every time I heard
kindling.
And every time I heard a firework go off, I'd be like, you idiots.
Yes.
Thankfully, nothing has caught on fire here. I'm so glad the Santa Barbara Fire Department, Galita Fire Department, everyone that helped.
Yeah.
Man, that's insane. They did that so fast, because usually stuff goes for a long time.
Yeah. Well, it didn't go up the hill, so it came down it.
So it got the houses, but it slowed the houses slowed it down, right?
Nah, I don't know. The wind stopped, so that's
lovely. Oh, that's nice.
Along with all their good fireman work.
All right. Well, happy National No Bra Day.
I should take it off.
I'm thinking about it. I'm wearing... I don't wear... In high school, it was all about the push-ups. I always wore push-up bras because you think you want your boobs bigger than they actually are. When in reality, no. The bigger they are, the bigger the hassle, guys. So I used to wear push-ups all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't anymore. Yeah. And I stopped wearing the ones with underwire.
Those were uncomfortable, weren't they?
Yeah. So now I have, like, there's no underwire and there's no push-up, but I have this one push-up bra, and it was the last one I have today because all of my other ones are super dirty because I've been sweating in them.
Yeah.
Usually I wear bras a few times before washing them.
Not in this heat.
When you sweat, the amount that you sweat in this heat, it's one and done.
Yeah.
So now I'm wearing a push-up today and it's very uncomfortable. You want to see it? It's purple. It's cute.
It is cute. It's
cute. A cute one.
Okay,
my boobs look great, right?
This should be entitled Intimate Moments with Rachel.
Ew. Gross.
Rachel?
Don't call it intimate moment. This is just facts of life.
Okay.
When you call it intimate, it gets gross. Blaze is here with my mom, obsessing over her.
Licking my armpit.
My dog is obsessed with deodorant. So if you are wearing a short sleeve, tank top, he will get in there
yes,
and he'll lick it.
He does.
He is the happiest. He's been cooped up. Because you can't let them out when it's 115.
It's too hot.
It's too hot.
The pavement's too hot. The air is too hot.
Yeah. So he'll go out for about 5 minutes in the backyard and then come in and get mad at me. He'll whine at the heat. He'll look at the back door and whine. And I'll open it and he'll take a step back and whine even more. I'm like, so you didn't want to go out. You just are mad at it.
Doesn't I understand. He do that when it rains too?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
He's mad at it. And he looks at me as if it's I did fault. It. Like, Mom.
How dare you?
Turn off the heater. It's hot. Oh my God. If you guys could see his face. He's freaking adorable. I wanted to mention our last episode never went up on Apple iTunes or Google Play.
What happened?
I have no idea what happened. It's on my website and it's on Spotify. So go to rachelballingercomedy.com. If you know the podcast is up and you don't see it anywhere, go to rachelballingercomedy.com and that will direct you. There's a podcast tab that will direct you to all the four different places you can listen. And just find one of the places.
Well, that was a fun podcast.
It
last
was.
Week. It was really fun.
Andrew was there. Colleen popped in. It was a good podcast. I don't know anything about podcasts. Like, this whole thing is new to me. Right. So I don't understand. I upload to a website that I pay to have this website.
Oh, reimbursement. I see reimbursement
coming. No, it's like you pay to put your podcast there. And then from there, it disperses into Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. And for some reason, it didn't disperse correctly. Huh. And I have no idea how to fix it. So hopefully this one works. If not, they are going to get a stern, nice letter from me so that they do what I want.
And a mommy scolding.
There you go. All right. But in the real world news, actually, it's not real world. Is it real world? I don't know. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are engaged.
Allegedly, I hear that.
Apparently, he proposed in the Bahamas.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's no pics, so I'm not really interested. If there are no pictures, I'm truly not interested. I want to see pictures.
Yeah.
Not that it's like picture didn't happen. I believe it happened, but it's like, what do I do with this information?
Right.
When there's a picture, I at least look at the picture.
Yeah, and you go, oh, cool.
Oh, there. There it is.
There it is.
But now it's just like, oh.
Oh.
A thought. It's a thought. I've lost interest in Justin Bieber. He's slowly morphing into Post Malone, who is a great artist.
Who?
Exactly. He's a singer person.
Oh, what kind of songs?
You wouldn't listen to him. They're like it's like a mix between rap and hip hop.
Hey, it's... I'm hip. Hopping.
You're hip hopping, rapping? Anyway, he's slowly morphing into him. And I'm like, I think Justin Bieber thinks he's found his true self, but he's really just found Post Malone. Which is fine.
Well, maybe that's what he likes.
That's fine if that's what he likes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've lost interest.
I haven't listened to the Biebs in a while.
I haven't either. I would like him to come out with a new album because I do like his music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see what it is when he comes out with new stuff.
Yeah.
I'm also very excited for Ariana Grande's album to finally drop. Yes. I've pre-ordered it.
Good for you.
Yeah. On to more serious actual real life things.
Mm-hmm.
Thai officials say they have rescued 8 of the 12 boys
yes.
stuck in the cave. And the coach is still in there. So 4 boys and the coach are still in the cave. I've seen headlines, but no one's really talking about it in my life.
Oh.
So I've looked into it today. And it's intense.
It's very intense. It's very intense.
Like, they got stuck in there. They went and climbed in when it wasn't raining.
Right.
And then it started pouring rain and all the water like
filled up.
There's a spot where they have to go through that's about 12 inches wide. How did they get in there?
I don't know.
That's what I wanted. How did you get in there?
How did you get in
there? That's intense.
I couldn't fit through there.
I wouldn't have gone through.
Ugh.
Never. If they're like, you have to go through this 12. Nope, I'm fine.
I got claustrophobia, so there's no way.
Yeah. And then Elon Musk, the inventor of PayPal and Tesla. He wanted to help, and so he built a little submarine, like a little escape pod thing.
Right.
He shipped it over there. They don't know if they're going to use it or not. It's something
they're worrying about if it's going to take the corners.
Yeah.
The turns.
So, but he's like, if it helps, it helps.
Yeah.
If maybe it'll help in the future. But it was cool that he.
Yeah.
He didn't need to help, but he was like, hey, I got money, I got smarts, I've got a team. Why not? I thought that was cool. A lot of people thought he was doing publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Right.
If he's helping.
If he's saving lives.
If he's helping, who cares? This one is, this news topic is cutting edge. Costco is cutting their Polish hot dog from the menu to make way for more vegan healthy options.
I didn't know they had a Polish sausage. Do they just have hot dogs?
Yeah, I think it's just hot dog. I don't know. I don't think there's like a Polish dog or a hot dog. I think it's just a hot, I think they're their hot dogs are Polish dogs. Are they not?
I don't know. That would be like a Polish sausage dog. I've never ordered that.
Wait, I should have looked this up beforehand, but I think their Polish hot dog is just a hot dog.
I think it might be something different.
I don't, because there's an uproar about it. Because, and I can't imagine the uproar happening. What is Blaze eating? Blaze?
What are you eating?
I think he's got the tag of the...
He does have a tag.
Just,
no,
just,
he has a tag.
A tag for my Charlotte Russe outfit.
Okay. I think he might have had two dogs. A Polish sausage dog.
Because I can't imagine them cutting the hot dog.
Oh, they're going to keep that hot dog. You know they are.
$1.50, from what I remember.
Yeah.
$1.50 for a hot dog and a soda?
A Coke? Yeah.
Come on, get out of here. That's the best deal ever.
That's right.
But people are mad that they're cutting the Polish hot dog.
Huh.
I don't... I.
Well, maybe now you can have a hot dog from Costco. Well, they change it to vegan.
They're doing a vegan burger and an acai bowl.
Oh.
Or it's a healthy burger.
Huh.
And I don't know. But they've already cut like a lot of different things. I'm just so everyone knows, healthy is in. And it's making its way through.
Healthy should always be in.
But it wasn't for a long time.
No, my
Growing
generation.
Up. Yeah.
My generation is when they...
TV dinners?
Started TV dinners and all
that. Everyone was like, look at all these fast, easy sugar. Food. Yeah. Yeah. It's not healthy for you. Nope. And I think people are finally realizing, oh, this isn't healthy.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to sneak in healthy things when they can. It's a lot easier to be healthy in LA and Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a lot harder when you go outside of a big populated area.
Yeah.
So... Whatever. I'm gonna stop by on Colleen's tour, and I know it's gonna be, I don't know where it's gonna be, but I'm so sure I'm not gonna eat healthy for a few days because
yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's hard to eat healthy on tours.
Yeah,
it's very hard.
Another progressive thing. Mm-hmm. Starbucks is ditching the plastic straws by 2020, and they're starting with Vancouver and Seattle. So all of their stores will no longer have plastic straws.
They'll be paper straws.
No, it's gonna be a lid, a drinking lid.
Oh, so no straws.
There's going to be no straws.
So no hole for my straw that I bring with me.
Well, I'm sure the drinking hole from the lid, it's going to be like a sippy cup kind of thing. I'm sure okay. you can just stuff a straw in that.
All right.
So, I mean, a lot of people are starting to carry straws with them so they don't use the plastic straws.
Right.
You would never do that.
Do what?
Would you carry a straw with you?
If I had to.
All right. There's collapsible straw. One.
That's what I'm saying.
There's a collapsible straw. It's a GoFundMe that's happening right now.
Oh
and
my
this
gosh.
Person's inventing a collapsible travel. Yeah.
And you put it in there.
Yeah. Oh. The dog just licking my mom's armpit and she is freaking out. Blaze, sit. Sit.
Okay.
Good boy. He's going to sit, but he's still going to lick your
armpit.
Okay.
It's okay.
She is so ticklish. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So.
I would do that.
You'd bring a plastic collapsible?
A collapsible in its own case. I would so 100% do that.
Yeah. Because right now I have...
I have a gazillion straws.
I have
straws.
A lot of straws that aren't plastic. Like, they're multiple-use straws. We'll
right.
call them that. Multiple-use straws. I have some.
Right.
Some but I don't want to travel. Yes. Yeah. I don't want to travel with them because they're
right.
huge.
Right.
It's a convenience thing.
Yes.
That's where most of our...
I was afraid you were going to say they were going to do paper straws, and those are the worst.
Well, no, they're doing like a sippy... I
hate
those.
And they collapse
those.
Before you get to...
Oh, Blaze.
Is he going
to
eat me?
No, he wants to play.
He's not playing,
he will
buddy.
Do a lot of things but eat you. okay. Another thing you don't care about, but I care about.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James is now a Laker.
Yay, go Lakers.
So we haven't had a superstar since Kobe. And our team's kind of been a little... Oh, he just hit his head.
Okay. Are you okay?
His head is stronger than anything else on your body combined. but I don't. I'm just going to wait to see how it plays out. Because I don't really know. He looks like he's going to eat you, but he won't eat you. Oh my God. Mom, you talk about something. Talk about your chickens.
Oh, my chickens. I wish I had posted pictures because... He's okay, Rachel.
I know. I'm just going to calm him down.
They are growing and they're... real feathers are coming in, so they're halfway between chicks and chickens, so they're in that awkward teenage stage.
Oh, they're ugly.
They are adorable.
They're ugly.
No, Rachel, don't say that.
Hey, we have all had an awkward phase.
None of my
it's
children
the teenagers
have.
These days, because of all the beauty gurus out there, I love them, don't hate them, but they are making children's awkward phases go by real quick and non-existent.
Yes.
No, you have to have that awkward phase. No.
Please!
Oh my God! Hey, no.
Are they inside the house still, your chicks?
No, they're right outside your bedroom window, your old bedroom window, in a bigger cage, because they're getting integrated with the big chickens. But there's a barrier, so they don't get pecked.
The light anymore because it's been so hot.
Well, no. But at night, we turn it on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it can't go below 70, I think.
It's like you're cooking them.
It's like you're cooking them. Something like that.
The relatable tweet of the week is Casey Milk. I don't know how to say her last name. Just overheard one of my coworkers say, "Yeah, none of us have money. We're adults." And I felt that. I think people have this idea that once they get to be an adult, they just have an abundance of money.
It's not true. Not true at all.
No. You have to figure out a job that will make you a lot of money and then figure out how to keep the money.
Yes.
And, you know, invest the money.
Right.
And then you make money.
Well, I never got that far, but.
Yeah.
Glad you have.
Yeah. Just a public service announcement. Kids, if you want good credit, get a credit card as soon as possible, like now. Buy one thing a month on it, then pay it off immediately that night, and then just that build your credit.
Yeah.
Credit cards aren't scary if you know how to use them.
Yes.
And all you have to do is just buy one thing a month, and then that night, pay it off.
It could be a soda or your meal at McDonald's.
On the first, you buy your Starbucks with your credit card.
But not at Costco because they take cash only. Oh, no, I think they take credit cards now. They used to be cash only.
Oh, at the food court? Yeah. I was like, they've taken credit cards, Mom.
I know, I forgot.
Lays. He's going to get in trouble. He's being a brat today. So get a credit card now, kids. Trust me. Because you want to build your credit. And using your credit card builds your credit. But the longer you have a credit card, the better your credit is. Which is weird. Credit doesn't make sense. And it's stupid. And it's man-made. And it's pointless. But start now. That's all I have to say. Because it took me a very long time to figure it out. And now my credit's on the good marker.
Yay!
Once I finally had a mortgage, then it was like, okay, you're fine. Took a while to get there. A 6-year-old McDonald's burger and fries is being sold on eBay to the highest bidder. It's starting at like 24.
Is it molded?
It looks gross, but also too good to be.
Oh, man.
Like, it's clearly 6 years old, but the fact that it is still kind of like together makes you wonder what you're eating when you do eat McDonald's fresh in little air quotes.
Right.
My mom is trying so hard to talk, but there is a dog just attacking her. Blaze, let me put him out.
Put your wrist in his mouth.
So it just makes, excuse me wonder definitely how is our bodies are pretty good to break that down, huh?
Yes. I heard a story in high school. I didn't know if it was real. But a friend told me that someone was found in their house dead, that had been dead for like a month. Mm-hmm. And there were rats eating the body.
Ew.
And there was a bucket of KFC and it looked brand new and the rats hadn't touched.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And it was, they rather eat like the dead degrading body than the bucket of KFC that looked totally fine. But I don't know. Okay. I don't know who's going to buy this burger. But also, why does this person have it for 6 years?
Right.
Or did they buy it with the intention?
Is it still in the wrapper?
There's a wrapper involved. Yeah. Like, I just want to know what this person.
And a receipt.
I don't know if this receipt is there.
Because how do we know?
It looks six years old.
You'd think there'd be more breakdown than.
You'd think, but with all the preservatives and stuff they throw in that.
Yeah.
I'm just, wait, is that from the Mad Cow era?
I don't know.
Remember when there was a Mad Cow era?
On and off, yeah.
It happened.
It did happen.
It could be from that. I don't remember it.
Well, then you'd think it would really disintegrate.
Oh, that's true. Or the madness kept it alive. You know, it's a little stubborn. I'm just wondering how this person, I want to know if they bought it and then like a week later they were like, oh, this is still in my car. Let's see how long I can keep it. Then why 6 years? Why not 10?
Why?
Just why so many things?
There's so many whys. There's so many whys. Does he have the fries too?
It's the fries and the burger.
The fries stink after a while.
He says they look good. And you know what? They kind of do. It looks like he ate a few when he first got them. It doesn't look like a full basket of fries.
You know, sometimes they fall out before you can get them home.
So. Yeah. You know, they fall into your mouth.
Uh-huh.
I just don't know.
I don't know either.
Instagram... did a new thing, like every week they do. They have an all cut up thingy now.
And so all you're cut up?
Caught up.
Oh, I don't like it.
It makes me depressed.
I don't like
it. It's like the same when Netflix says, are you still watching?
Yeah.
And I'm like, listen, I know I'm on this too much. I know I've spent my life looking through this.
And who cares if this is the fifth time I've seen this? Yeah, I want to see it again.
But the only benefit is me knowing, okay, they haven't put it so chronologically out of order that there's something way below all of these.
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
So I at least know that I've seen everything.
Yes.
But at the same time, I'm like, I know. Just let me look.
Yes.
Don't remind me.
Don't remind me. I checked 5 minutes ago.
I'm aware.
Just stop.
I'm aware. But it does make me feel a little bit better. So there's ups and downs to everything.
Well, I want it gone.
They don't seem to get rid of things, so you're stuck with it. This is a news thing. It's my last news thing of the day that my cousin Andrew sent me. Samsung phones have been sending random pictures to people without the permission of the phone owner. So
their own pictures?
Yes. So it's if my phone sent you a picture that's on my phone, it's from my camera roll without my permission.
Okay, so like you have to be in their cloud or something?
No,
their
they don't know what it is.
Wow.
They're aware of the issue, but if you have a Samsung Galaxy S9 or Note 8, you may have this happen to you. And it doesn't show that it's sent anyone anything. So people are only finding out when the person replies or like responds.
Dude, why'd you send me that?
Yeah. And then they have to like show them that they sent the picture because they don't know, which is scary to me because it's a random photo from your phone.
Okay. And do they send it to other Samsung phones or can it go to any brand phone?
I think it can go to any brand phone.
Oh my gosh.
They said it might. It's not SMS texting. So it's not like the green bubble.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sent through a couple other things. So huh. I'm just really confused as to
how do they get. Yeah.
I don't know. But I take a picture of a lot of stuff and not like sexual stuff. There are a lot of nudes probably going around.
Probably.
But I take pictures of like. I shouldn't admit this. Well, I'm not on the cloud. All my pictures are just on my phone and that's it. Like documents and, you know, just they're important stuff.
Right.
So that could just get sent to the wrong person. And I have a lot of people in my contacts.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people from like high school and that I don't talk to. And I have enemies.
Well,
you keep your enemies' number.
I screenshot instant messages. So I can read it a little later or...
I take pictures and screenshot a lot of private stuff that I would not like sent to random human beings.
Right.
So some people...
Or what if somebody got a picture of that Colleen's belly before it was announced?
Exactly. So there's a lot of things where this is just so wrong. So go delete all your photos if you have a Samsung Galaxy S9 or Note 8. That's all I have to say. All right, Mom, you want to play a game with me?
I would love to play a game with you.
We're going
to
play 20 questions.
20 questions.
Okay. So I'm going to... I don't know how to play this game. I'm just assuming I think of something and you have 20 guesses.
And I can... You can only answer yes or no.
Okay.
I think that's how it works.
All right. Hold on.
You got to think of a thing.
Got it.
Okay, but you... Okay. Are we doing this like... Are you going to give me a topic first or I even have to guess the topic?
Oh, I don't know. Should we do that? Do it like... what's the topic? Like an animal, a person, a thing?
Well, whatever it is you thought of. What topic would it fit into? A household item or a
thing
in nature?
Oh, well, then that makes it too easy for you.
Okay, well, then
Then
we'll do those. We'll include that with the 20.
Thing that I thought about.
I think when I was a kid, we played this, and we had no...
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go that way.
Okay, go.
Is it alive?
Yes.
Oh, wait, who's counting?
Oh, I will. Wait, let me tell them what it is.
Oh,
close your ears.
Daisy, Colleen's cat.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it alive?
It's always going to be your turn.
Is it alive?
Yes. So that's one.
Is it a person?
No.
Is it an animal?
Yes.
Is it a dog?
No.
Okay. Is it a giraffe?
No.
Is it bigger than me?
No.
Okay. Have I seen one in my life?
Yes.
A spider?
No.
Oh, wait. That's not an animal. Do people wait?
Okay.
Have I ever owned one?
Yes.
And okay. So it's not a dog. It's not a cat. Is it a rabbit?
It's not a rabbit.
A guinea pig? A cat?
No, yes.
It's a cat.
Yes. It's a specific cat.
Gus.
No.
Puka.
No.
Oh, it's I owned it. Oh, those are ones I owned.
No.
Sweetheart?
Well, no.
Gus.
You're going wrong.
It's a cat.
Yes.
Okay. Am I in 20 questions here?
I don't know what you are at, but you take your answers and you kind of twist them. So you
cat.
Keep...
So it's a cat.
It is a cat.
A domesticated cat.
Yes.
Was it one of my pets?
No.
Is it Colleen's pet?
Yes.
Daisy.
Yes. It took you 19 to get there. You said, have I ever owned one of these? And it's a cat. So I said, yes. And then you, I don't know. Okay. Oh, God. Do you want to do it with me?
Okay, go.
Wait.
I got it in my head. Go.
Okay, you have to tell them what it is.
Corn on the cob. Okay.
Okay. Is it alive? You have to keep count.
No.
It's not alive.
I can only answer yes or no.
So is it a plant?
Yes.
Dang it. Is it at my house?
No.
Is it at your house?
Yes.
Is it a flower?
No.
Is it a tree?
No.
Is it a vegetable?
Yes.
Okay, so we're looking at vegetables here.
Correct.
And you said it's at your house?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's a vegetable at your house?
Yes.
Do I like it?
Yes.
So it's not a bean, or not as pea. Does Andrew like it?
I don't know. I can't answer yes or no.
Oh, dang it.
I don't know.
Is it a summer vegetable?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you just put up two fingers?
Well, the other one was half because I couldn't say yes or no.
Well, then it doesn't matter. Then you can't.
You get one more. I don't know.
No, you don't. It doesn't work then. No, put your finger down. If I... I can't explain what your fingers just did.
I fixed it. My fingers work now.
She couldn't figure out how to put her pinky down.
No, it's good.
She couldn't figure out her four up. No. She had her thumb out. And then her three.
In the last 3, she's
snoring. You gotta figure out your pinky.
Rachel, you gotta make me pee. Stop.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my God.
All right. Here
okay.
we go.
Okay. Okay. So it's a summer vegetable that you have at your house. Is it corn?
Yes.
I did it.
Corn on the gob.
Oh, God. I'm crying.
We used to play that for hours as a kid.
I've actually don't think I've ever successfully played that game.
Oh, really?
Like, it's always like people try and play it, then everyone kind of gets angry and we haven't played it ever.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Mom, do not text. Is it an emergency?
Well, Dad wants to know if I made it down here.
Okay, then you can text back Father and say yes.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I'll say podcasting with Rachel.
Now he knows. Oh, God. Okay, I can't see. Oh, because I don't have my glasses on. All right. We just have a few questions today.
All right, let's go for it.
I love the Ballinger so much. Says, do you think Colleen and Rachel look similar?
Yes.
I don't think we do.
There are certain times when you will do your hair the same way. Like when you were Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Oh.
Okay. It was hard to tell you apart certain times.
Well, yeah, but we had a whole facade on. We had the same hair.
I know, but there's if you both wear your hair the same way, you can definitely see similarities.
All right. Yeah. All right. I get that. Yes. I don't think we do. There are some people who think we look polar opposite, and there's some people who think we look like twins.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Miller says, Rachel, why don't you use Snapchat anymore?
Yeah, Rachel, why?
Is anyone on it?
No.
So that's why.
I stopped looking.
Why would I use a dead social media?
Every once in a while, I see a couple people do something, but
I'll start posting again. I think I said that before, but I'll really start doing it now if people are really gonna...
I can't get my voice one activation thing to work. It won't record my voice.
What?
I told you this 3 times.
Rachel. Have you deleted the app? And then redownloaded
it? No, because I don't know my password.
Typical. I think that's everyone's problem.
Yeah.
Problems I didn't have 20 years ago, remembering all my passwords.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Sarah says, what's it like living in a family of vloggers? I feel like it would be pretty awesome, but does it ever get annoying when everyone is constantly filming each other? It's great and annoying. I will say, it's great because we have all the memories.
Yes.
We just have like a diary and everyone like... Pretty much so much amazing stuff is caught on film because everyone's always vlogging. But it is annoying when Well, I guess it's, I don't know. You're an outsider.
Yeah.
Because I'm also one of the vloggers. Mm-hmm. So I have a different view on it. What's your view on it?
My view on it is I had personally to get past there's a camera going all the time.
Yes.
Or you never quite know when it's going to be going. Mm-hmm. And you have to get over, I personally had to get over, oh, my hair's not done, or yeah, I'm wearing my ratty clothes. Or yeah. So now I'm to the point of, well, I just don't care.
Yeah.
It is what it is, because this is real life, people. But the only times that it's really, really difficult now was what we just went through, where conversations would have to stop if a camera came out or regarding the pregnancy.
Yeah. Which I still feel, just because the gender has not been revealed,
I'm scared to talk about it.
So we'll skip that conversation entirely.
Yes.
But I will say it does, because vlogging is part of our job. Mm-hmm. When we're at a family function with a bunch of people, I feel like I have to film it because it's, I hate it that it's content. So if you notice, when there are family functions, like the 4th of July, I kind of vlogged. But when it's family functions now, I feel like I just don't want to.
Yeah.
I'm like, someone else has got it.
Yeah.
Because I want to enjoy the family functions.
Three other vloggers there.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, well, everyone's got the same content. So it's annoying, but it's amazing, but it's tiring, but then it's not, because I can just not do it. There's a whole onion of it to unravel.
But it is amazing to get to go back and see years
especially
and years
with the kids.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh my god. Some of Bailey's funniest things have been caught on camera.
Yep.
And it's, I love watching those. I love watching when the kids were really tiny.
Well, you guys liked watching yourselves on the old way we used to do it.
Yeah, Dad used to vlog.
Yeah, he did. He would turn on the camera, just let it roll, and you guys just
did our thing.
Did your thing.
So
you kind of grew up with it, but we didn't post it anywhere.
No.
It was it's for your entertainment, and it was for ours.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, looking back, it's a lot of fun, but it is annoying sometimes when you're like, oh, that person got that on camera, I should have. And then you're like, well, I could also just enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
That's,
you know, I can't take a picture and enjoy the moment as much as if I didn't have my camera out at all.
Yeah.
That's why I hardly take pictures anymore.
I've learned to, I like taking pictures.
Yeah. And you're great at it.
And but I do understand that sometimes I'm like, I just want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. All right. And then Lydia said chicken update, but you already gave one.
Yeah.
So.
That awkward teenage phase. I'll try to get a
haven't
shot.
Seen them. Last time for the 4th, I wasn't there.
I was going to take a picture. We expanded their cage yesterday, so I wanted to get a picture of that, but we forgot.
We're to take the picture or expand the cage?
We expanded the cage, and we have an awning over them so the sun that's beating down doesn't get them. But
How are your dogs?
They are living the life.
I saw you bathed them.
They got their baths, and then they promptly went out underneath the treehouse and dug in the dirt and laid in the cool dirt.
There you go. Did you spray down Bubba's yard? It stinks.
Yes, I did.
This is a conversation not to have on a podcast, but I want to have it.
Yes.
That
I sprayed it down.
Boy, dog's pee smells bad.
It does. And I water it down when they're in the grass, but not over on that other side.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today. It's only a 30-minute podcast.
Well, go listen to last week's, people, because it was
that one was a good
really
one.
Good.
Hopefully this gets up on iTunes. I don't know. We're about to upload it and see, because it's Monday. We procrastinated on this.
We had things going.
Well, it's because it's all timing. Like, when are we going to see each other next?
Right.
In your house sitting.
Yes.
So
I'm down here.
So why would we do it earlier?
Right.
It makes sense. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
All right. Well, we love you guys.
We do.
That's it. Mom, take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz, and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.